Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, a chapter that has just got one hadith in it. This chapter is called Babu Istihbab Tarki Tarafu'i Fil Libasi Tawadu'an, the chapter on the preferability of abstaining from elegant clothing, designer clothing, very, very exquisite clothing, out of humility. So there's few things to understand under this chapter. Here we're speaking about the desirability of staying away from exquisite designer, very, very exquisite, expensive clothing, and why a person is staying away from it. It is not that he can't afford it, he can afford it. But out of humility, he is now wearing simple clothes. This is something that is desirable. There is another thing that's not desirable. That is where Allah Ta'ala has given a person wealth. Allah has given a person money, but out of miserliness, this person doesn't want to wear clothes, good clothes. He doesn't want to wear decent clothes. He starts holding back to such an extent now that his clothes are tearing. His clothes may be very, very old. They may be losing their shape, losing their color, or even losing the texture. And now they are all tattered and torn. And this person doesn't want to spend. You get people like that. They don't even want to spend on their own self, forget spending on others. This is something that is not desirable. This is not liked at all in Sharia. On one occasion, there was a person that was wearing, we can say, clothes like a pauper. Very, very simple, mamuli clothes this person was wearing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you have wealth? So he said, yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what type of wealth you had? What type of wealth have you got? So he said, I got all types. Types mean in those days gold, silver, person may have wealth in other forms. So he said, I've got it in all forms. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then that wealth of yours should be seen on your body. In other words, in your clothes also, according to your financial status, that is how you should be dressing. Not that you got money and now you're dressing like a pauper. That is not what is desired in Shariat. So what is this chapter speaking about? This chapter is speaking about the preferability of abstaining from exquisite, very, very expensive designer clothing, even though a person can afford it, that very, very high quality clothing, etc. Why? Out of humility, that I don't want to buy this thing. I can afford that 10,000 rand jacket. I can afford that 100,000 rand top. That I can afford it, the designer labels, all that I can afford. But out of humility, I'm leaving all that out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm dressing up decently, but like a normal person. I'm dressing out like a humble person. Out of humility is doing it. This is something that Allah loves. Allah loves when a person is humble for his sake. So it's not that a person is not, he's acting like a pauper, but he's buying also, but at the same time, he's not going to the highest bracket. Why? He's trying to maintain humility. Allah Ta'ala loves this, Allah Ta'ala appreciates this, that despite this man able to buy that expensive garment, despite him being able to buy that very expensive shoe, he's leaving it out of humility, so that pride doesn't come into his heart. He doesn't feel I must have something when I'm putting the shoe on, when I'm putting the jacket on, or when I'm wearing this expensive clothing, etc. So out of humility a person is doing this. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves this. So today's hadith, this one hadith that has come in, shows how Allah repays that person. Despite him having this money and this ability of just flashing and buying this expensive garments, etc., this person is sacrificing that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. How will Allah Ta'ala repay this person for his humility? So this is what An Mu'adh ibn Anas radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal man taraka al-libasa tawadu'an lillah wa huwa yaqdiru alayhi da'ahu Allah yawm al-qiyamati ala ru'us al-khala'iq حتى يخيره من أي حلل الإيمان شاء يلبسها رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who abstains from elegant, one who abstains from exquisite clothing out of humility he does this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. So be out of humility for Allah Ta'ala, this person is doing this, despite having the ability to do so. He's got that money, he's got enough money in the bank to do it. But despite having the ability to do so, or he may have enough cash, he may have enough dollars, he may be overseas, wherever it is, he saw the thing, he liked it, but he realizes that I shouldn't be wearing this, I should be more humble for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a person abstains from elegant, exquisite clothing out of humility before Allah Ta'ala, despite having the ability to do so. Allah Ta'ala will call him on the day of Qiyamah before all of the creation, and Allah will give him a choice of wearing whichever garment of Iman he desires. In front of the whole creation, Allah Ta'ala will call this person. And here the hadith is saying that Allah will say, right, here's all the garments of Iman. Garments of Iman means the garments of Jannat. This is all the exquisite garments of Jannat. You choose which one you want to wear. So the person is given the garments of Jannat means he will be entered into Jannah. And not only that, what respect Allah has given him. He left the respect, the extra attention in this world. Allah is giving him that extra attention on the day of Qiyamah. In front of everybody, he'll give the choice. And there's all the exquisite garments of Jannah. You take which one you want and wear it in front of everyone. Allah will give him recognition on the day, and recognition really counts. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. What this hadith is teaching us is humility. Allah Ta'ala loves humility. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who humbles himself, Allah Ta'ala will raise him. Allah Ta'ala will give him that respect. And a man who tries to get respect amongst people, he wants to post his photographs all over on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, showing people everywhere what I'm doing, this is who I am. He's trying to get the recognition of the people. For a short while he will get recognition, but very shortly this person will collapse. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, the one who humbles himself, hides himself, doesn't want to show off, doesn't want to expose himself. Allah will give him that respect. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring this quality of humility in our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.